online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three of today's show here on Tuesday, July 22nd edition. Going back to the governor wanting to increase taxes on big corporations, wanting to add a new wholesale tax to the marijuana industry. Rod from Lake County says, I'm willing to bet probably three quarters of the population doesn't understand corporations don't pay taxes because they listen to the politicians. Yep. And many of these politicians don't get it. Russell over in Millersburg, I don't think Dugan's got a shot if the Republicans get a good candidate. If they pick a jerk, then he could win. Democrat Mike Duggan running as an independent. Well, on the Democratic side, financial reports came out for their campaign finance reports ending June 30th. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Chris Swanson announced yesterday that he's raised more than $1 million since he launched his candidacy in early February. The campaign didn't release any additional information on the haul other to say that his donations came from thousands of individuals across Michigan, and 80% of the donations were less than $100. Swanson thanked his contributors in the announcement, adding the amazing support that he's received over the last 165 days. It's reinforced my belief that together we can build a future for everyone here in Michigan. This is what I've done as sheriff, and it's what I will do as your next governor. Well, the $1 million number is $750,000 more in donations that was reported by Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Gubernatorial campaign filing the report with the official reports coming out on Friday. Lon Johnson, consultant to Gilchrist, also the former Michigan Democratic Party chair, said Garland is going to have the money he needs to win this race. He was the last to enter of the three Democratic candidates, and frankly, the other candidates will need to play catch-up because of the natural constituencies he will bring to this race. He will get the progressives and the African-American community's vote. Well, consultant Adrian Hemmons said Swanson and Gilchrist's respective hauls are impressive if you're running for Congress in a safe district. But to run a statewide race for governor, that's something they both need to consider. Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist is actually an impressive guy in many respects, but the LG to governor pipeline is the size of a thumb. And despite his height, he has been 100% in Whitmer's shadow. He should have run for Congress or mayor first. Running for governor, I don't think it's going to work. Now, the presumed Democratic gubernatorial frontrunner, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, has not announced her numbers as of yet. But to give these numbers perspective, then-gubernatorial candidate Gretchen Whitmer had raised $1.53 million in January through mid-July of 2017 per her report. By the end of the calendar year, 2017, 8 years ago, Whitmer ended up reporting $3 million that she had raised for her 2018 campaign. Now, speaking of the Republicans, the only Republican to announce fundraising numbers for the first half is former Attorney General Mike Cox. Cox reported $2.4 million being raised to this point. It's not known how much of that came from his own pocket, but in his first filing this past January, Cox reported having given his campaign a $1 million loan. In his press statement yesterday, Cox said he had also already collected the maximum 30,000 signatures for his name to be on the ballot. We aren't going to make Michigan great again if we don't have the resources. And this campaign is going to have the resources it needs to deliver our conservative message far and wide. I'm honored to see such an outpouring of support from so many friends and supporters at this early stage of the race. Again, the campaign finance reports are due to be fully released this Friday. So we'll see those reports. We'll go through them. And I'll be making the announcements here, possibly Friday show, but most likely they'll come out late Friday afternoon, so I won't get to them until this next Monday. It'll come out Monday show, July 28th. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, and it's pretty interesting, Duggan, not necessarily coming out with his numbers just yet, though will be reported on Friday, but compared to the Democrats and the Republicans, I don't know. It's going to be very, very interesting. Now, one of the other aspects to this, again, is whether or not the money to get the messaging out for an independent candidate, That's going to require a lot of money, a lot of money. So we'll see where this goes, and we'll continue to follow these numbers. And again, probably Friday reports coming out Friday afternoon. We'll get to them next Monday. Now, one of the other kind of interesting short stories we're going to get to, a potential seventh ballot initiative being supposedly coming out of the State Board of Canvassers. Michiganders for Money Out of Politics. The group wants to end political donations from regulated utilities like Consumers Energy and DTE, as well as large-dollar state contractors. Well, they delivered their official petition language to the Bureau of Elections yesterday. The Board of State Canvassers will now have 30 days to either approve or deny the petition summary for the initiative legislation. Once approved, the group will have a 180-day window to collect 356,958 valid signatures in order for it to appear on the November 26 ballot. The petition language reads as follows. Initiation of legislation to restrict contributions directly and indirectly from state-regulated electric or gas utilities to certain elected state officials or candidates for those offices. A political party, a member of the Michigan Public Service Commission, or any entity that is affiliated with any of them. Restrict, beginning in 2028, contributions directly, indirectly, from a state or local government contractor with aggregate contracts exceeding $250,000 annually with a jurisdiction to an elected official or candidates for office in that jurisdiction, comma, a political party or any entity that is affiliated with any of them. Define and regulate electioneering communication. By voting yes to Mop Up Michigan's ballot initiative in 2026, voters will make huge strides towards reducing corporate influence in state politics, particularly for regulated monopolies and corporations seeking government contracts, making politicians work for the people. This was a statement given by Christy McGilvray, the executive director of Voters Not Politicians, who is behind in leading this effort. In addition to Voters Not Politicians, other coalition members include Clean Water Action, the Climate Cabinet, Community Change Action, Detroit Action, Michigan League of Conservation Voters, Michigan United Action, Moses Action, Progress Michigan, and of course, Voters Not Politicians. So that's a big group of organizations behind this effort. Again, they have to collect almost 400,000 valid signatures. We'll see where this goes. So, bottom line, potentially a seventh petition drive could come out of this effort. Now, I understand I got a couple of text messages that we just had an EAS alert. Emergency alert system interrupted the broadcast on 97.7. Well, you'll have to check out the last podcast that is listed at the top of the list on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. It'll be the last half hour there at the top. Michiganders for Money Out of Politics. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Clayton up in Pickford letting me know it didn't interrupt the broadcast on the website. No, that was only on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, the radio station. The rest of the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and the TuneIn app didn't get interrupted. Nor did the radio station's website, WCHY.us, or Simple Radio app. It was only on the radio station itself. But again, those listening on the radio, you can go to the show's website here, probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock, when the podcast updates. And it's going to be the last half hour of today's show, which will be right at the top. Just go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and then click on the last half hour, which is at the top of the list. It's in reverse chronological order, and you can just click on it and hear what I had to say. Pretty interesting, though, this potentially seventh petition drive. Michiganders for money out of politics. You know, honestly, that's something I think I could support. This monopoly that Consumers Energy and DTE has on the electric grid, along with gas, and also any contractors that's going to do work for the state where their contracts exceed $250,000. Yeah, I think there needs to be some limitations restricting their ability to donate to candidates. This is, you know, one of the times when hell freezes over that I actually agree with some of these organizations pushing this effort, especially Voters Not Politicians, Progress Michigan, Detroit Action, Michigan League of Conservation Voters, Clean Water Action, Climate Cabinet. Pretty interesting group. If you took that money out of politics and made it where these politicians could only get donations from individuals, they couldn't take PAC money, they couldn't get donations from corporations like these, yeah, I think it would definitely change the direction of Lansing for the better. Because basically, money is absolutely needed to win an election. If you don't spend the money, you're not going to win. It's that simple. You got to get your message out. You got to get your name recognition out there. And it takes a lot of money, especially if you're running a statewide campaign for governor or U.S. senator. Even a run for Congress requires a ton of money. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Now, before I let this segment end today's show, again, I want to ask you to come join us next Wednesday night, 5 o'clock down in McBain, joining the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee at their fundraiser. If you'd like the flyer and all the information, text me the number 1ST. I'll send you the flyer. Hopefully you guys can make it. Would love to see you guys there. Vicki and I will be there. It's going to be a great time, great food, live entertainment, couple of great speakers, and this will help them raise money for the porch party that's going to take place on Mackinac Island at the Grand Hotel in September for the Michigan Republican Party's biennial leadership conference. I'll be broadcasting the show that Friday from the Green Room and the Grand Hotel, and hope that you guys can be a part of it this coming Wednesday. Not tomorrow night, but next Wednesday, July 30th, 5 o'clock, down in McBain. Again, text me the number 1ST, and my phone will send you the flyer. Hope to see you guys there. Now, one other story real quick. Now, you know what? I don't have enough time. We're going to have to put saran wrap on this one as well. One of the politicians making an announcement. We have a fourth candidate getting into the race for state senate. And it's going to be very interesting because this seat is currently occupied and is something that is going to be vacated because of Senator Sean McCann, Democrat from Kalamazoo, running for the 4th Congressional District, already announced because he expects the 4th District Congressman Bill Huizenga will be leaving for a run for the U.S. Senate against Mike Rogers. Well, Julie Rogers announced, not related to Mike in any way, shape, or form, she's going to run for that 19th Senate district next year in 2026. So a lot of moving pieces based on Bill Huizenga deciding to get into the U.S. Senate race against Mike Rogers. Going to make pieces on the chessboard move all over. State Senate position in Lansing, and who ends up running for Congress to replace Bill Huizenga. Going to be very interesting to watch. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you